But when that switch switched, it was as if my veins were drained of blood and filled with super-strong, adrenalized, juicy juice. I got an odd and calm look in my remaining face, stared the 10 of them straight in the eyes, and said, "I'm bad, you motherfuckers. I'm a really bad man. I am so jacked up on alcohol and various speeds like crystal meth, cocaine, ice, snow caps, bobby rocks, popos, jagger sticks, glass monkeys, and even 2 grams of pure Canadian sizzle dots that I can barely see straight. If you're not careful, I just may eat your eyeballs with my rotting teeth." I had meth mouth from all the alcohol I'd been drinking. "Now, if you don't mind, I've got a date with a bottle of 100-proof Bukowski." The 20 of them looked at me with the same curiosity that a Mexican ranch hand has when tending to the cattle, and he comes across a great big steaming pile of bullshit. They looked silently at each other and then back to me. After a tense couple of seconds, the leader started to slowly but very deliberately clap his hands. One by one, the others joined in and, picking up the tempo, parted themselves so that I may pass through. It was such a touching gesture filled with hope that it is seared into my memory and I will certainly never forget it. I walked through with a newfound sense of humility and humanity. I walked for another couple of feet when I slowly stopped and turned around to express my gratitude. However, much to my surprise, they had all vanished. As I looked around for them, I could have sworn I heard a tiny child's voice whisper to me, "You truly are the baddest mofo in all of the Netherlands. Go and spread your word, but do it in book form, and not as fiction either. Good luck, James Fry." And so that night, I set down this tale on paper. Chapter 2. Except the papers were confiscated at the border because it was determined that I was a security risk due to the fact that my vomit pants had blood on them. I had meant to wash either the vomit or the blood off the pants, but had forgotten after I had gotten high by hyperventilating and spinning around as fast as I could after eating some heroin cake I had bought from an African. So I had to set about trying to piece the pieces of the story together. Honestly, there must have been at least a million pieces, if not maybe a half dozen or so. I can't remember too well. I was so high on the fresh blood of the Burmese child that I drank in a highish haze that it's tough to get all the facts straight. I'll do my best, though. That's all anyone can ask or should ask of me. Forever. Just to do my best. Let's see, what happened? I talked about that one punky guy with a leather jacket throwing his cup of iced coffee at me and my face falling off and down on the dirty Amsterdam ground, right? My face is deathly allergic to certain iced coffees getting on it. It stings. I talked about how they jumped me and made me take out my appendix without any anesthesia, right? Ugh, man, what a mess I was. I desperately needed to get some help or I was going to die. I wasn't about to spend my last days of life rotting in some prison in Ohio with a bunkmate named Lefty, serving 6 consecutive life sentences for raping and killing all of his cellmates. He was originally brought in on a misdemeanor for spray painting. And the only other bunkmate, a 10-pound pet rat that I nicknamed Aeolus after the Greek god of the winds. No way, man. I decided that rather than get help, I would break out of the prison that night or die trying. Much later in life, I would decide to get rich or die trying, but that's another this story. I set about looking for my way out of this hell that was the Ohio Maximum State Prison, which was officially, according to Prison Stuff Monthly, recognized as the most brutal prison in the world. I called over the guard who had stabbed me in the chin when I tried to beat him up for calling me a pussy the night before. He sauntered over and spit on me. I told him that he had just made a grave mistake. I told him how one day I would write a book and mention all the wrongs I had been wronged, and everyone who ever crossed me would end up getting their shit called on in book form. Who knows? Maybe I would wind up going on the TV talk show circuit and telling the truth about the brutality that goes on in American prisons. I'm sure Montel Williams or maybe even Dr. Phil would be interested in my story. After that, he killed me. More to come later. Sincerely, James Fry.